Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Erie County Sheriff's Department, Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning. We're talking about getting ready for a big show at Highmark Stadium. Jeremy, thanks for being on with us this morning. As always, before a big event at the stadium, your department working hard to kind of make sure traffic runs smoothly. Everyone knows where to go from a security standpoint. How much of a challenge is that going to be, both this Saturday and for the upcoming Bills Stadium, with the construction footprint growing even larger?
Well, Susan and Brian, the construction footprint is something that we always take into consideration when we're planning for events at Highmark Stadium. It's constantly ever-changing, and it's an ongoing process. So it's something that we need to take into consideration as we move forward. Especially into the season, you'll be entering the final phases of the construction of the new stadium. So we pay attention to it, and we take it into consideration. But as far as we proceed into the stadium season for Highmark, it's pretty much it's very cut and dry. We haven't changed too many traffic patterns, but essentially what we're looking at is making sure that everybody has a smooth go. Everybody gets to their parking lots and their gates and ticketed seats on time.
Well, tomorrow, Jeremy, is going to be like a preview then for the preseason and the regular season. What do people need to know who haven't been to the stadium in a while? They're probably going to be, you know, just wowed when they see the size of the new stadium, right? But what do they need to know about parking?
So as far as parking goes, everyone that is going to park in a stadium lot will need a pre-purchase pass. There is the option of parking in any one of the personally owned satellite lots, especially along Abbott Road and Route 20A. But just so that everyone knows coming to the stadium, if you are going to park in a stadium lot, you need a pre-purchase pass. You can get that at bills.com. There are exceptions, which are Lot 2 ADA and Lot 6 ADA. Those are Americans with Disabilities. And as far as those are concerned, you will be able to pay with credit card.
You have to do that today before you go. And this is a change. It's not just for tomorrow, right? This is going to go for every Bills game this upcoming season, too.
That is correct.
So it's a new policy you have to watch out for, especially if you're parking in the stadium lots. I mean, roughly how many fewer spots are there going to be this year than there were last year? Do you know offhand?
As far as the number of spots, I don't know completely offhand. I do know that Lot 4 and Lot 3 are officially closed. They are not parking cars in those lots.
Yeah, so I think the thing to know is that anything west of Abbott Road, forget about for parking as far as
correct.
The stadium. Okay. What about the timing tomorrow? When is the show on and when do parking lots open as far as you understand?
Okay. So the timeline starts with the Abbott Road closure, and that is directly in front of the stadium. It affects the area where essentially the Bill store is. That Abbott Road closure takes place at 1:15. Parking lots will open at 2:15 p.m. Gates open at 4:15. And your first performer will take the stage at 5:45 p.m.
Okay, so there you go, a little bit of a timeline, when to get down. When do you expect people to start really arriving?
So Abbott Road closes right about 1:15. They typically start arriving, I would say, 45 minutes to an hour prior to that.
Okay. And Jeremy, I mean, after the show, it's going to be kind of like leaving for a football game too, right, with road restrictions.
That is correct. We have 44,000 tickets out. The weather looks like it's going to cooperate, so we're probably going to have in excess of a 90% show rate. As far as the traffic patterns and all that is concerned, post-event, it will be exactly like a stadium event was last year or the year previous. One thing that we do want to bring to everyone's attention on the south side of the stadium, this is something that we implemented last year and we just want to refresh everybody's memory on, is Route 20A at Abbott Road, westbound all the way to Southwestern, post-event will be two lanes westbound all the way to Southwestern.
From your perspective, when you're doing security or maybe from a traffic standpoint or both, how different is a concert to a Bills game from how you approach it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Anytime you have a mass gathering of people, you're going to have a few bad apples here or there. But for the most part, a stadium event where there is a concert or a football game, there really isn't too much of a difference in the atmosphere. People are going to tailgate. People are going to show up early. They're going to have a good time. And we just want people to make sure that they don't drink and drive and that they're safe about it.
Okay, that's good to know. And, you know, going to a concert versus going to a football game, same list of prohibited items are out for everybody, right? You just can't walk in with everything you want.
That is correct. That's one thing that is very, very, very important for the pedestrian traffic. Prior to the event, make sure that you go on to the Bills website and familiarize yourself with the list of prohibited items. Every once in a while, there is a change that either the NFL makes, the Bills make, or it could be very specific to a concert event. Just make sure that you check that list. It's updated constantly at Bills.com, and make sure that you're familiar with it so that you don't get caught up at the gate with items that you really wanted to bring into the stadium, but you can't. And unfortunately, you will have to either return to your car or be separated from that item.
Well, there's still going to be a good crowd there this Saturday, and I would bet that a lot of people are going because they maybe think it could be the last concert they see at the stadium. So I'll put you on the spot. What do you know? Come on, what inside info? Is this going to be the last concert at the stadium? If it is, maybe in the back of your mind, do you have that thinking like, man, this might be the last time I work around one of these events?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't rule out anything as far as scheduling with the stadium or with the arena as far as that's concerned. If they can make it happen, they're going to do it. And you know what? And we'll be there to support them if that decision's made.
All right. Hey, well, Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Hope everything goes safely this weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.